Blog Talk Radio.
A gift is meant to be treasured, neither abused nor misused. A gift considered special is the gift of virginity. From the day we are born, we are given this gift to watch and prefer. We are supposed to be careful with whom we allow to influence us. We are faced with many temptations in life that challenges our desire to cherish our gifts. From watching music videos to listening to specially explicit music, from hearing people brag around us with excitement about giving our gifts away, they forget to mention that once our gift is gone, it is initially gone forever. Little girls are not allowed to be little girls for long. They are precious to the media, who brainwashes them on how to be a woman. A girl is a woman when her gift is gone, so they say. She grows up too fast in a world bombarded by crime, sex, and drugs. People are too busy to comfort her, to listen to her, to teach her, to guide her to wait. People think of waiting as eternity. Some girls become too impatient to save their gifts. Through waiting, a girl feels power. A girl who learns to wait knows who she is and what she wants out of life. She respects her mind, body, and soul. Knowing she will make a virtuous wife. A girl that learns to wait is not weird. She is special because she waits on God. She waits on God to direct her actions. She knows she cannot say certain things to tease.
A gift to the world, misused quite often, enticed by the lust of anything that's walking, cause purity ain't popular today, in a world where we think shacking is okay, sex and a lot of chicks don't make you a man, it covers up all the pain that you hide inside, take it to a bedroom and create soul ties, now you walk with an ego that's based on lies, even though we give away our own valuable treasure, Jesus died so we can get it back forever. Our choice to receive His grace gives us the strength to resist temptations we face. Sex is a symbol of insecurity. When we use it to cope with our vulnerability, your identity is not between your legs. We're the image of God by the word He says. We stand for the purity of Christ within us. We won't sell out to the sensual lust. Even when we're tempted by our own desire to preserve your virginity and make God higher. We stand for the purity of Christ within us. We won't sell out to the sensual lust. Even when we're tempted by our own desire to preserve your virginity and make God higher. Pretty brown eyes, hips, and thighs can deceive you, even shorty with the outfit that is see-through. If you read to the Jesus today, He will bring you the one like He did for me. Sex is a beautiful thing when used correctly. Don't need safe sex when the Lord directs me. You wanna find a wife, not a one-night stand. Need to substitute the option for a one-night hand. If you're worth more than gold, treat your body that way. If you don't think so, see what God has to say. Cause your body is a temple perfectly constructed. Even if you're broke, busted, and disgusted. Ladies, you're not made to be a cheap thrill. Fellas, thug life will only get you killed. If you wanna keep it real, stand up and be a man. Don't worry about your status, save yourself for God's plan.
We stand for the purity of Christ within us. We won't sell out to the sensual lust. Even when we tempted by our own desire to preserve your identity and make God higher. We stand for the purity of Christ within us. We won't sell out to the sensual lust. Even when we tempted by our own desire to preserve your identity and make God higher.
In the world, virginity is given to all boys and girls. God gave us the power to refrain. Jesus, we will remain. So you must sustain purity, maintain the distance. Keep your faith, never lose your resistance. It's hard sometimes, but keep on having sex. Better yet, I must confess, I want success. Strive for more, never settle for less. Jesus Christ is the very best. Give me strength when I'm put to the test. Until marriage, I'll keep going on. With help from the Lord, I will remain strong.
We stand for the purity of Christ within us. We won't sell out to sensual lust.
virginity back through repentance. Stand firm and keep yourself pure. One love.
Family, friends, and guests, welcome to Renew Radio with my co-host, my lovely wife, Aria Pierce. Good morning, Aria. How you doing?
Good morning.
Welcome, everybody, to Renew Radio. This is your boy, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P, here on Renew Radio. Shout out to all the veterans on this Veterans Day, the retired veterans. Shout out to all of them and their service. It's more than just a holiday, you know. We just give a shout out to all the veterans. Area, do you have any people in your family that were veterans that you know of? Shout out to each and every one of the veterans. Today's topic that we're going to get into is called the environment grace. Now, in order to talk about the environment of grace, we got to talk about what grace is. And this is just a definition of what the Lord has led on me and my wife's heart over the years of what grace is. It is an undeserved gift given through Jesus Christ to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. So what are things that we can't do for ourselves that grace helps us to do? Well, one thing in particular is that it helps us to have a relationship with God. See, because of the fall of man, it separated us from God. So Jesus Christ came to bridge that gap, to reconnect our relationship back to Jesus, to God. So he came as himself. Now, I know a lot of people don't think Jesus and God are the same person. So I'm going to go with scripture because scripture can't lie. Ain't the right area.
That's real.
So John 14:3-6 says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. You know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Now, I mean, you don't really have to be a genius Bible scholar just to figure out what's going on in that passage. So that's a scripture there. So another thing that grace helps us to do is helps us to be forgiven of our past, present, and future sins. A lot of us feel like, okay, when we sin, that, okay, now I'm not a Christian anymore, for a follower of Christ, or I'm a hypocrite. But the word of God specifically says that in Revelation 1:8, God says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord. I am the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come. The Almighty One. So Jesus Christ slash God slash he's the same person. He already knows what you're going to do anyway. He already knows the sins that you're going to commit, even when you don't even know you're going to commit them. So when he went to the cross, he died for the past, present, and future sins. Now, does that mean that we can freely sin and get away with it? No. It just means that he took those sins for you, and in order for you to reconnect to him as a follower of Christ, you have to repent and ask for forgiveness. And you have to truly turn yourself away. So repenting and forgiveness is two different things. Repenting is turning yourself away. Forgiveness is, well, you have been forgiven, but now you must turn away, because you can ask for forgiveness. Lord, please forgive me, and go back and do the same thing. But he already knows what you're thinking. So when we talk about grace, we talk about the environment. So what does a grace environment look like? It's encouraging. It's not critical of others. It listens to others and not just speaks. So, Ari, a lot of times in the church, people are drawn away from it because they just preach to everyone instead of listening to their heart, especially non-believers who are coming with issues and they have things that's going on in their life. And sometimes they don't know John 3:16. They might know Little John. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's true.
So, but a grace environment will be an environment where you're listening to those people who are going through issues in their life. What do you say about that?
And I say, too, it's not coming across as knowing everything and being real deep. I think back when I first got saved, there were certain words that I wasn't familiar with. I haven't always been in the church. So I think about even now, man, I've been saved over 10 years now. It's just, I think about like even new believers who just recently given their life to Christ, not to expect for them to know everything, don't come across as being deep.
Right.
But God delivered you from where you were. And so he has us to go back to reach other people. And he gives us the word. It's not always speaking in tongues. It can be regular language. I know our pastor, he preached on a great message one day about learning the language. You got to learn the language of other people to be able to go back and allow God to use you to witness and minister to them. But it's definitely not putting them down or coming across as too deep to them.
Right. And so, like my wife was saying, learning the language. So, do you know the language of a crackhead? Do you know the language of a fornicator? Are you too holy to give a person who smokes cigarettes a hug? Because that might be the only hug that they have all year. So, we're going to take a break, but this program, once again, is brought to you by Sunshine Embrace. Sunshine Embrace, transforming lives and igniting minds. I actually got that backwards. We're actually transforming minds and igniting lives. So visit our website, www.sunshineembrace.com. www.sunshineembracelearningcenter.com. And that's a S-O-N, not a S-U-N. It's the Son of God, because that's what the business is founded off of, helping to coach youth to success, because God wants them successful. That's why we have God in the middle of it. So as we take a break, when we get back, we're going to talk about more of the environment of grace. But this next track is coming up. It's by Raymond and Kim Larkin, a beautiful couple. Check it out.
Thank you. Man, that's what all this is about, man. It's about kicking back and having fun. You know? Just kicking back and having fun. You know, like, most of the time when I'm just together, I just want to be with my friends, you know, have a good time. You know?
Born and raised in Baltimore, but thank AC for all the memories and remedies and these folks with me. I mean, Armour Nails, Amy, Frankie, and MADC, and super fans, and these rest out to Michaela Kenny. I mean, I'm on another level. Bass stress the chamber plaster, Calypso Lemonade, music from Castor Renegade. Rub it all in like cocoa butter, flutter just a minute, because JD freaking hell just got my juicy just a minute. Nothing more to say, but thank you, God. My own feelings of this good life. Sometimes I be facing from criminal records, beating me down to all my errors. I did it, done it, erased them. I'm warning up all these rappers. I'm sorry,
rappers.
I'm singing this tour, so go ahead and take them to Mari. I feel good and good and sound and sound. So walk through a maze where you can walk around.
So catch me on air when my brothers just chillin' with each other. Good vibes, good women, and one cup of Soul Lemonade. One cup of Soul Lemonade. Got no worries, I got no worries. I'm chillin' with them and keep nothing worries. One cup of Soul Lemonade.
I'm just saying what's up to my cousin Thomas. Only cousin I ain't spend no time with this time around. Thoughts fly around as we're flying down. We're beginning our descent, trying to live without regrets. Out the jet, all I want is ginger beer and family. A fantasy, take a whiff of this fantasy. I can't believe I'm back. You from Nana's canopy is too much, cause in Bermuda you're always where a hammock be. Why? St. George is a Somerset. 80 some degrees, please. Ain't even summer yet. Really too hot to wear this undervest. Everyone is underdressed because it feels like a heat wave. Heck, might as well make it a beach day. Run into the cold water, I ain't talking D-Day. R-E-L-A-S with a screen, cause we play when we stay. NBA, to relay, pass it on. We stay having fun from the day we were born to these days when we're bored. We pay the DJ to replay it or animate it. Good vibes, I can't stand to say them. At the town square, enjoy the gun base. I tell them I'm from the state, so you don't say. It's Paradise Island, minus the volcano, boy. Oh boy, blew up in my face like Pompeii or Kanye, and I'm swaying like, yeah. Oh man, you know what I'm saying?
That was Eugenius with Calypso Lemonade. We're back. We're talking about the environment of grace. And so, you know, Aria, what are the things that us as believers, because, you know, we weren't always believers, of course, and someone was a witness to us, and they invited us into an environment of grace. So what are some things, based on what drew us, that could draw others out here, our youth, in our community? What can we do better to show non-believers the image of God?
The biggest thing that I know that sticks out to me is just love. I remember just countless times, even when I wasn't saved, and then even when I got saved and was still, you know, still making some mistakes, still learning, growing, I had people around me that had an environment of grace, and so they didn't condemn me. They never tried to pressure something or make me believe something. They just showed the unconditional love of Christ, which is what drew me to Christ initially anyway, just seeing that love, that passion that they have for Christ. And so that made me want to get to know who he is more. And I even remember listening to a radio. I love to listen to K-Love. And they were talking about even with Muslims and a situation where there was an ex, a former Muslim person, and he was sharing how he became Christian, what the love of Christ that other people would show.
Right.
And so, and how Christians, they would never argue with him about whose religion is right, but they always showed the unconditional love of Christ. And he said that that was more powerful than them coming back arguing with him. And so over time, he saw that the power of God is real, and he saw it through their lives. He saw the love of Christ being demonstrated through those people. And so that's how he later became Christian. And so I believe definitely that's something that we all can learn from, just to have that love that we show other people.
And that's good, Ariel, because, you know, a lot of times if we don't have an understanding of what love really is through Christ, then we can mistake love for compromise. So according to the word in 1 Corinthians 13:4-13, it says that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects. It always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these things is love. So if love never fails and we are not showing love to our brothers and sisters in Christ, as well as the people we used to hang around with back in the day, the people we used to roll the blunt with, the people we used to go to the clubs with, and it says love never fails, as believers, we're not really showing love. Because if love never fails, why are we failing to show the love to our friends in the hood when we convert? So we're going to take another break. The next song that's coming up is by a friend of mine, Brother Mike from Macon, Georgia. Shout out to Brother Mike and Emmanuel Clark, who go beyond the four walls to do the ministry of the gospel. It's called About That Life. I want to be about that life too. So check it out.
They about that life, everybody saying that they about that life, everybody saying that they about that life, everybody saying that they about that life. What live by the teachings taught by Christ, and not by the traditions and opinion of men that will leave you off in sin. Man ain't make you, man can't save you. If you were to die now, man can't raise you. Only the power of Christ alone set free. Let's return back to our first love, Jesus, to our Christ and His gospel, His word, His doctrine. Every word He spoke came from God. I'm praying every word He spoke penetrates your heart. His words are life and spirit, yeah. His words are pure, get with it, yeah. His words are true, you hear it, yeah. His words sanctify God, yeah.
Everybody saying that they about that life. 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 Everybody saying
that they about that life. Well, go ye into all the world and preach Christ. Born of a virgin, Mary, Mary, little sinner's life, Son of God, He was the very Word of God made flesh. And even though He was God, He humbled Himself and became less. Philippians chapter 2, read it through. I'm praying the Spirit open your eyes to something new, and bring you to your knees and worship to the King. He is the true vine, to Him we need to cling. John 15, we are only branches, and apart from Him, we can do nothing. He was crucified, pierced in His side, blood and water flowed out for His beautiful bride. He gave up the ghost, hung His head and died. Surely this was the Son of God.
Everybody saying that they about that life. 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 Everybody saying that they about that life.
Everybody saying that they about that life. Well, you can't serve money and Christ. Get it right. This is not about fame. This is not about glory. This is not about your name. This is not about money. Who cares? How many CDs I clear? Daily people dying without Christ and going to hell. And it ain't like jail. There will be no bail. This truth I will tell till I'm old and frail. I'm gone. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And if we truly believe that he is who he says he is,
yeah,
then why do we pursue other things?
We're about that life. Shout out to Bro Mike and Emmanuel Clark up there in Macon, Georgia. Well, we're coming to an end. That's our show is coming down, but we ask you to join us on Saturday when we have our next show, just to encourage everyone. You know, when we talk about this environment of grace, you know, we're talking about both believers and non-believers. So for non-believers, we want to show the image of Christ like Christ showed to the Gentiles and others. But also for our own brothers and sisters, we want to show that love to a point that if they fall in sin while they are in this walk, that we can pray for them, that we can lift them up and encourage them to get back on their feet. So that's our show for today. Thank you for listening to Renew Radio. We hope that you got something out of this. We hope that you actually take this with you and ask God to speak through you through this message, because I'm on this show, but it's not me speaking. I'm hoping that the Spirit of God touch your heart. And if you're a non-believer, I encourage you for 30 days just to try Jesus. He changed my life. He changed my wife's life. So I encourage you. I see y'all next time. Love you.